T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
My personality was to blame.
What the call is that?
I was not afraid to say what was on my mind.
Boomer Esiason.
Esiason, wide open is Brooks. Boomer just threw that football up like it was on a hanger.
Host of Boomer and Geo, mornings on WFAN.
Hey, you see that Urban Meyer video?
Yo, I have not seen the video, no.
You saw the video. We all know you had to have seen that video, Joe. Come on. Anything else, Boomer, before we let him do his job?
I was just going to ask him about his defense.
1988 NFL MVP.
The Cincinnati Bengals AFC champion.
NFL All-Pro and four-time Pro Bowler.
Esiason, the talk of Cincinnati.
Analyst for the NFL Today on CBS.
Who will win the NFL Rookie of the Year, Coach?
I'm going to say Mac Jones on offense. I'm going to say Micah Parsons from Dallas on defense.
That's exactly right. I agree with him 100%, and I'm thinking that you're going to want to use Robert Kraft's plane for some reason. I think he stayed up in New England.
Boomer Esiason with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Where Boomer joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Boom, 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 boom.
We're con-
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Boom. See you later, buddy. Talk to you next
good,
week.
Good talk. Okay. Yeah, this was nice.
This was fun. Jesus.
That sucked, Boomer.
Yeah.
That
I was sucked. I was there in person, Boomer. I wanted to cry.
Oof. And you are probably leading the fire naggy chant, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, and I was such a believer, Boomer. Like, people just consider me such a Matt Nagy apologist because I was like, it was all Mitch. It was all Mitch and Foles. Now it's not. I don't have.
Yeah, I got to tell you, yeah. that was brutal yesterday. It was brutal to watch. It was boring to watch. And when Justin Fields went out, you wonder why you want to watch. But, you know, when you're a glutton for punishment and you love football as much as we do, and, you know, you got to pay attention to the Bears, whether you like it or not. It's basically, unfortunately for the Bear fan, it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon, especially on a short week like this.
Yeah, there's no reason that you bring him back on 2 days of rest here. The Bears just released an injury report, even though they didn't practice today. They had a walkthrough, but that kills me. They're like, the Bears held a walkthrough. Practice reports are estimates, and they still estimated that guys did not practice. But you might as well just not play Justin Fields in 2 days, correct?
Yeah, I don't think you would. I mean, now, if you played quarterback in this league like I did for a long time, you're going to end up, you know, smashing your hand on a helmet. You're going to get a helmet or a shoulder pad to the ribs. You're going to get the wind knocked out of you. You're going to have your feet stepped on, and you're going to end up learning how to play with it. But I don't necessarily know that it's a smart thing to play him on a short week, given the fact that he didn't finish yesterday's game. And I don't really know, and I don't really think that they know the extent of the injury. They can go by x-rays, but x-rays usually don't tell the entire story. So I don't know if there's an MRI in the offing coming or not, but I would think that you'd want to just be really careful and not put them out there.
I was selling people a bill of goods off the second half of the Pittsburgh game and Baltimore's pass defense and their injuries on defense and the Bears being at home coming off of a bye. I got to be honest with you. I did not see that offensive stinker coming. Why do you think they were so terrible yesterday offensively?
Oh, I just think a young kid trying to handle a blitz from the Baltimore Ravens is like impossible. I mean, the Jets faced the Miami Dolphins. They kind of do the same thing yesterday, and they didn't want to put Mike White or Zach Wilson out there, so they put Joe Flacco out there. And much like Joe Flacco yesterday, Andy Dalton, when he finally got in the game yesterday, actually did well and moved the ball well and was able to navigate the blitz, especially on 4th and 12. I don't know what the hell Wink Martindale was thinking about on 4th and 12, just letting Andy Dalton float one out there for an easy touchdown pass. But, I mean, that's part of the learning process of a young player. You know, yesterday before the game, when we found out Lamar Jackson was not playing, no, I picked the Bears. I figured, okay, the Bears got Justin Fields. They got a little mojo. They're playing against one of the worst pass defenses in football. One of the reasons they're one of the worst pass defenses in football is because I think that Wink Martindale, their defensive coordinator, tends to be a little bit reckless at times. And I know it's all about the blitz, and that's how Rex Ryan used to, you know, coach down there. And that's kind of the history and the fabric and the foundation of that team. But, my God, you make so many, like, boneheaded mistakes that you allow other teams to have 20 or more yards passing more than any other team in the league in terms of plays like that. So that's why I picked the Bears to win yesterday. And then when Justin went out, I thought even more so that they would win, because I figured Andy would be able to handle some of the blitzes because he's seen them when he was in Cincinnati. And I thought he did okay. He played fine. But, you know, to allow Tyrell Huntley to take the ball down the field at the end of the game, in a game in which you basically shut him down for the most part, except for some of the broken plays, you know, that's inexcusable. And this is a team that, you know, is coming off of a bye. They should have been better, you know, prepared. They should have been ready to play. And I know Roquan Smith and Quinn were ready to go. They played their asses off. And for the most part, the defense played great. But, man, that's a game you got to win. It's inexcusable. And I hate to say it, but, you know, it is on the coaching staff, especially, you know, when you're playing against a kid that's never played in a league before, has never really played in a game. And, you know he's struggling out there, and you allow him to beat you the way that they did. That's what makes this one so tough to swallow.
So there were terrible game management moments to go along with the overall that you just said. Even if Justin Fields finds some excellence in what will probably be his final six games, assuming he doesn't play Thursday, is Matt Nagy's job savable at this point, Boomer?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really like talking about guys' jobs, but I know what the reality of the business is. I know what the fan base is talking about. I also know that the Bears themselves are trying to build a new stadium in the suburbs. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on that is tied to the head coach. And winning is the elixir, if you will. So to give you an example, my son plays for the New York Islanders, and for 25 years, the New York Islanders have been trying to build a new arena on Long Island, and they could never get it done. They could never get the political support. And then all of a sudden, the last couple of years, green light, last couple of years, they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. There's a lot of equity built up. The fan base is growing. They sell the team. And lo and behold, they got a new stadium built, and they just opened it this weekend. So I think that's kind of like where the Bears and the ownership is right now. In order to be able to do, I think, what they want to do financially off the field, they have to be better, more exciting, and they have to be more sellable on the field. And right now, the realities are such that, you know, Matt Nagy's got to realize, and everybody else up there that's a coach has got to realize, that things are not going their way. And certainly that will play a big part as to whether or not he's going to be back here next year.
Tell your driver to keep his eyes on the road, Boomer. Come on, green light. Let's go. We got to keep it. We got to keep it moving. Red light, green light. Let's keep it going. Got to keep Boomer aside and on the way to his appointment.
I assume Boomer's in the backyard playing red light, green light with some neighborhood kids.
I like
kids.
That. That's a good image. But Boomer, the idea of an offense that is averaging 16 points per game in this modern NFL, it seems impossible. Like, you know, we watch the rest of the league and we see these other teams and it's like, okay, well, it's somewhat quarterback, it's somewhat personnel, it's somewhat coaching. It feels like every week we are doing like a pie chart of blame in allocating responsibility for the Bears offense being incompetent. How would you come out in that type of conversation? Because we're having it every day.
You say a pie chart. You guys say a pie chart of blame. You know, here in New York, we have the blame poll.
There you
Our
go.
Afternoon guys on WFAN have a blame poll, and they want to blame people, you know, after every loss. Whose fault is it? I think it's a confluence of events that have taken place in Chicago. One has been the quarterback situation, certainly has not been the best situation. Number two, I would also say injuries play a major factor on the field, and losing, you know, one of your best players on defense that's going to have a negative impact on the team, even though the defense, for the most part, played well yesterday. But then when you take a look at some of the decisions that are made in the GM's office and how they impact what's going on the field, this is why Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy and the realities of the NFL and the financial aspects of the NFL play a big part into whether or not they can sustain this and they can hold on to their jobs.
Hey, Boomer, there seems to be an attempt here publicly to separate Ryan Pace from Matt Nagy. And I wonder if Ryan Pace is the guy who deserves or will get to choose his third coach. Three coaches is a lot. Usually GMs don't get that, right? So we wonder about that.
No, we were talking about this yesterday on the NFL Today, that most coaches would get 3 to 4 years. Some coaches now aren't even getting a year or maybe even 2 years. And the same for GMs, for that matter. And a lot of that has to do with relationships within the front office. And you never know how close they are with the McCaskey family, how close they are with the business side of things. You know, that's all an important aspect as to, you know, how ownership looks at what is transpiring on the field. Now, a couple things that have been said before, and I think Bill Parcells said them, owners can count. They can count season tickets, and they can count whether or not there are 11 men on the field. And if you screw up in any one of those areas, that's when your job all of a sudden becomes, you know, right in their sight. So I would think that both Ryan and Matt, good guys, good football people, have made some, you know, questionable decisions. The team has not played well. There's not an excitement around the team, and they want to build a new stadium. Those are all things that don't work well in their favor, guys. I mean, and that's just the reality of the business. And, you know, too many times I've seen too many, you know, owners get impatient. And I think that the Bears ownership has been very patient in regards to these two. And I think that they should be, you know, hand in hand. They should be in lockstep. They should be, you know, standing toe to toe together and, you know, taking the fall if, in fact, the McCaskey family feels that's the way it's going to go.
If you ran an NFL team and you could hire anyone to be their coach, assuming it's not a head coach that's currently employed, who would you hire?
Oh, God, you're asking me that now, and we still have all these. I'm not really sure yet. I mean, I know that the NFL put out a list already because they're going to change the way that you can interview potential head coaching hires to try to make it easier to get to some other people that, you know, you might not have heard of. I haven't even looked at a list of any significance at this point because I'm not even thinking about that. And, you know, and really honestly, for me as a player that's played on bad teams, when I knew my coach was going to get fired, you know, it's tough. It's tough to go to work. It's tough to listen to the guy that you think is not going to be there. I mean, you got to have some personal pride, but you also have to realize that, you know, you're probably, you know, kind of trending uphill, if you will. And it's really hard to show up and play under those conditions. So I just hope Thursday, because it is a national audience, it's, you know, it's going to be on paper. It's a terrible game. Yeah. You just hope that they don't come home losers to a team that hasn't won a game and in Detroit. And if they're playing another backup quarterback and they lose again on Thursday with Andy Dalton playing for them, I'm assuming, that's not going to be good come Friday morning, I can tell you that.
We're talking to Boomer Esiason here, Parkinson Spiegel on the score. So let's go to fun football outside of Chicago because we don't really get to experience any of it. Where do you fall? And I guess this was the opposite of fun, but Russell Wilson flirted with the Bears a little bit last offseason, and now they're 3-7. Is that the type of situation that blip on the radar, they just run it back? Or do you think they're going to have to make a choice between coach and quarterback?
You know, I don't think Russell's going to be there next year. I think, and you know, you can, this could be clickbait, or, you know, I've been saying this here in New York, Russell could look to go to Denver. Russell could look to go to Pittsburgh. Russell could look to go to New Orleans. I think all three of those teams are going to be looking for established quarterbacks because I think that they believe that they have teams with an established quarterback that can obviously get to the playoffs. Plus, they have coaches that are going to want an established quarterback. That's why Aaron Rodgers may be valuable on the open market next year if, in fact, Green Bay is going to trade him. If they trade him, and if I were Aaron Rodgers, I would either want to go to New Orleans or I'd want to go to Denver. Denver just locked up their three top receivers for the next 3 years, and that would coincide maybe with what Aaron Rodgers could bring to them. But, I don't think Russell Wilson is going to be in Seattle. And, you know, I hope that Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay. I know you guys don't agree with me. I'm sure you don't. But I'd like to see him stay there for the rest of his career because I think he's playing great football. He's got a great head coach and they got a great offense.
Yeah, he had TD drives on all three of the second half possessions. That was not his fault yesterday, was Aaron Rodgers. All right, so what about the Cowboys' offense yesterday? Is Amari Cooper that important? Why did they look so woeful against a Chiefs defense that should have given up more?
Well, first of all, this Chiefs defense has improved vastly over the last 3 weeks, and Steve Spagnuolo's finally got guys in the right spot, and one of the biggest guys is Chris Jones. They moved him inside the defensive tackle, and he's basically a monster inside, and he game-wrecked the game yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys. Amari Cooper is a big deal, as is CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb may not play this Thursday because he's now in concussion protocol, and Amari Cooper's in the COVID-19 protocol, which means he's definitely going to be missing this game. But, you know, I think that they have an opportunity to go against a Raiders team that is lost, that can't, you know, hasn't found its way. I would think that the Cowboys will get back on track on Thursday afternoon. You know, we have that game on CBS, so I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what Derek Carr and Dak Prescott have to offer. The one thing I will say about Dallas is that defense is for real. And I do believe that Micah Parsons is going to be the defensive rookie of the year. I heard you guys play that at the beginning of this, that Coach and I agree wholeheartedly that Mac Jones and Micah Parsons will be the rookies of the year.
Giants tonight against Tampa, who hasn't won in like almost a month, back-to-back losses. The Bears still get the Giants later on this year. Do the Giants have any shot tonight?
I had a feeling this morning, man. I'm thinking maybe this is like the Danny Dimes breakout game here. This
really?
Is he's finally going to have his healthy running back back. I think he should have all of his wide receivers back. He's getting his left tackle back. They're coming off of a bye. Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. You know, Bruce Arians called his team dumb. I don't know whether or not that is a motivating thing for his team, but I know that if I were on that team and my head coach called us dumb, I think I'd have a problem with that issue. And, you know, sometimes Bruce talks a little bit too much in the media. So it'll be interesting to see how Brady, and I think he's going to have Gronk back tonight. So that'll be interesting to see whether or not that will have a huge impact on their offense, which I think it will. But man, I think the Giants, you know, they've won two or three out of their last four, or two out of their last three, and they've been close in a lot of these games, and they played Kansas City really tight a few weeks ago. So I would expect, and I am expecting a really good game out of them tonight.
Wow! And Boomer, just so you know, I know you probably get a sense of how Bears fans are feeling from talking to us. But when you said like, I really hope they come back from a win, so it's not back to back losses against backup quarterbacks, we got flooded with texts of people saying, I hope the Bears get blown out by the Lions, so that it ensures Pace and Nagy's fate. So just so you know where we're at.
Oh my God. You know, so they leave, so they end up getting kicked out. So if they lose this week, it just makes it that much more pressure on those two guys.
I mean, I think the prevailing wisdom would be if you lose to the winless team, then you'd be getting fired. You know, the Bears have never fired a coach in season, and I think they're trying to test the limits of that this year.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think the Bears will ever do that because that's not who they are.
Right.
No, I mean, it's very, very rare that coaches do get fired in season, and you never really want to see that, especially when, you know, there are things that are out of control of the head coach. Look, they decided to trade their first pick in order to move up to get Justin Fields, and everybody in Chicago loved that. And here we are now. The season's not going well. The Giants have that first pick. The Jets and the Giants could end up having two picks each in the first five picks overall, believe it or not. That's how exciting things here are in New York football, by the way. But, yeah, I know it's like I'm not rooting for anybody to lose jobs or to be embarrassed, but unfortunately the realities of this business are such that if you don't win on the field and you don't look like you know what you're doing, you're going to end up losing your job. That's just the way it is, both for players and coaches and, of course, general managers.
Hey, Boomer, Jesse Armstead, is he working with the Giants in the front office? Like, that's a former player that's working with them a little bit, right? The Bears don't have any former players in any connection to the McCaskies, and it drives us crazy here.
Yeah, every team's a little bit different. I think the Bengals may have a player or two. You know, the Bengals finally, for the first time, have gone to actually having a Ring of Honor. They've never had a Ring of Honor until this year. So It's not like they've always asked ex-players to come back and work with them either. So every team is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there are qualified people out there that the Bears could bring back and work with. But like I said, every team's a little bit different in how they handle their ex-players.
Boomer, thank you for the time. Have a good Thanksgiving, all right?
You guys too, and I look forward to talking to you next week, hopefully after a Bears win.
Oh, hey, I got one more question for you, Boomer. I got one more question. Everyone's going to be asking you about Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's very important. Don't ask any follow-ups as to why. We just need to know something we do around here. What's your favorite fruit?
I'm going to say a peach.
That's beautiful.
It's an excellent answer.
And the peach was not off the board.
Yeah, so it hasn't been picked yet.
That's very nice.
Excellent.
Thank you, Boomer. Love the pause. Love the genuine contemplation.
He put a lot of thought into it.
I was thinking about it. I'm a big peach cobbler guy because my grandmother used to make peach cobbler for Thanksgiving.
Mm. All right. There we go. Ask a question, get an answer, and a story. Thank you, Boomer.
See you, guys.
That's Boomer Esiason. I almost forgot.
That was dangerous.
That could have been bad, guys. My favorite
part of the peach cobbler was the cobbler. That was always the best
part. That was what you were looking
for. What part is the cobbler?
The cobbler is the stuff that's cobbled together to make everything that's not peaches. So, like, flour, butter, sugar, schmutz, whatever else
it's
there
chicken
is.
Chicken fat, right?
That's schmaltz. But, yeah, I don't think they use in the peach cobbler. But the peaches, to me, was the worst part of the peach cobbler. I liked the other stuff.
That makes sense.
This idea of the former player being a part of the front office, something we should ask Pat Manley about at the top of the hour.
I know Pat's got a lot of thoughts. He's looking forward to getting on with us. We'll do that at 4 o'clock. We'll hear more from you. A crazy contract was just signed in the NFL.
I don't get it, man.
People want the Bears to lose to the Lions. That is absolutely right up my alley, so I'm definitely down to explore that with you. It's a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday, and we're kind of all having therapy around here. Parkinson's Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.